Hi, my name's Anne Byers, and today I'm talking about befriending your inner critic. I was sitting in a Singapore coffee shop before flying back home, where I noticed a young father supervising his son's homework while he sipped on his coffee and focused on his phone. I found it a bit depressing, watching this young lad trying to do his best, but struggling, while Dad doggedly insisted he persevere. This made me think about how our inner thoughts develop and affect our lives. What was the boy thinking? Dad thinks I'm fantastic. He loves me, that's why he helps me. Or, yes, I can do this. Dad believes I can. Or is it more negative self-talk, such as, I'm trying, but I'm never going to be good enough for him. I'm useless. I'm stupid and will never be as clever as Dad. Oh, he gets disappointed with me. But if I work harder and really become successful, then he'll love me. So what thoughts motivate you? How often do your thoughts turn into an inner critic to drive you endlessly and harshly, rather than gently guide you with compassion? We all have days where our thoughts put us down rather than support us. From infancy onwards, we unconsciously absorb all our family and society's values and beliefs. And often this can appear as an inner critic, who at times can become quite ruthless and cruel, judging and criticising yourself and others. Don't get me wrong, we all need our inner self-talk to guide us, support us, and motivate us to attempt more difficult tasks in our lives, rather than remain stuck in our old, uncomfortable, well-worn and limiting habits. Self-talk is important. So how do you tame your inner critic to support you rather than bring you down and limit you? Firstly, ask yourself, what does the self-talk actually want? Is it trying to motivate you to achieve something? Or is it just criticizing you, saying you're negative in some way? Or different, or not smart enough, not attractive enough, not lovable enough. The inner critic never believes you're good enough exactly as you are. Two, if all the inner talk is negative, then pause for a moment. Take a breath and ask for evidence. Start looking at the facts rather than the feelings that are being stirred up by these emotional comments. Is what you are telling yourself actually true? Three, what sensations do you feel when you tell yourself, oh, I'm not good enough, I'm not bright enough, whatever it is? Is there a jitteriness in the belly? Does your heart rate increase? Do you start to feel edgy? These are physiological sensations in response to your inner critic's comments. You may call it nervousness, worry, anxiety, but our brain is wired to develop a narrative around these sensations. So what do you do? Do you stay with the sensation, or do you let yourself get drawn into a never-ending emotional story you create to justify, control, or move away from your initial sensations and feelings? Be curious. And start to notice what happens, what you do. Four, what do you instantly do or think when you experience this sensational feeling? How do you actually react? Do you believe it's unfair, or do you become upset? Or do you automatically try to do something such as eat, hello chocolate, drink, try to get away by being constantly busy, numb out, get lost in daydreaming, Facebooking or gaming? Five, notice how your brain begins to create a whole story to justify your initial unconscious emotional reaction. You may blame others. Oh, he's such an idiot. It's all his fault. Or you may blame yourself. I can't believe I said that. Oh, they must think I'm hopeless. or I know they don't like me. When you are taken by the emotional storyline, your brain switches into a defensive flight-fight mode, and you are no longer present in your body. You are reacting and merging with this created storyline. 6. How can you change this roller coaster reaction? Start to change your self-talk by being gentle and kind. When you hear the harsh words of the inner critic, look at the facts and express the same compassion you would to a dear friend having a bad day. This time, you give this loving kindness to yourself. 7. If sensations and feelings become too harsh or uncomfortable, learn to self-soothe. Take a moment and breathe in. And breathe out. You may find it helps to place your hand on your heart as you inhale for about 6 seconds and then exhale slowly. Let the exhale fall without force. This will help take you out of the brain's survival flight-fight mode, bringing your awareness back into your body and into the present moment, out of the chaotic emotional whirlwind being invented by this marvellous mind of ours. 8. Use your self-talk to remind you, support and coach yourself. By speaking to yourself in the second person, studies have shown that it positively affects your mood and boosts your motivation. For example, Sarah, I know you can do this. Just remember to relax. Breathe. And we'll start with the very first thing. And so on. So these are just a few of the many tools available to soothe the inner critic and begin to develop a more relaxing, healthy relationship with yourself. The use of humour, compassion and mindfulness can help you come back to the present moment. Each time you stay with the sensations, rather than run with the emotional story, you help to change your old reactions and rewire the brain. Each breath can guide you back to being more present in your life. I hope you found this helpful. If you'd like more information, visit my website or contact me. Thank you.